This is Will's Band of the Week for September 29th, 2009. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This week we're featuring a band called The XX. This is a band from London who have just released their first album, self-titled The XX. And before I talk about them, let me mention that you can send me an email to willsband@yahoo.com, or you can go to the website willsband.net, or... and I've been neglecting to mention this recently, if you didn't get this from iTunes, you can use the iTunes program and just do a search for Will's Band, and you'll find it there, and you can subscribe. And I hope you will. So, getting back to The XX, I think before I say anything more, I'm just going to play some of their new album. This is the first track from the album, simply called Intro. That's The XX from their self-titled debut album, and that's a track called Intro, and it sort of sets the tone. I would say a little bit of influence from the 80s band The Cure. Actually, The Cure is still around, but I still think of them as an 80s band, that moody sound that they've pretty much always had. So The XX has that and... some other elements to their sound, too. They're a South London band, and I don't know a lot about them other than they're young, and they're new, and they're interesting. So let's play something else. This is a track called Islands. And days before.
be if this were to go under? That's the risk I take. I'm froze by desire, as if a choice I made.
And I am yours now.
Interesting combination of sparse with reverb, and it creates kind of an interesting sound. I mentioned I haven't found a lot about them, but there is a little short bio from Last FM. This is what they said. The XX are a London quartet featuring the dual lead vocals of Romy Madley Croft and Oliver Sim, who also play lead guitar and bass guitar respectively. Baria Qureshi, keyboards and guitar, and Jamie Smith, beats and sampler, bonding over a shared love of dark, emotive 80s guitar sounds and the high-end sheen of American R&B, the XX's unique sound befits a band whose wide range of influences combine via beautiful, hushed vocal duets and a brilliantly inventive use of samples and low-end frequencies to produce stark, sweet, melancholic pop. Okay, that's a lot better than I could have written, and pretty accurate, I think. So let's play another track. This one I'm going to pick up in the middle. This one's called Basic Space.
Basic space, open air. Don't look away when there's nothing there. I've been left behind, sick and skin.
Cool sound. I think they should have the reverb unit be the fifth band member. It's that key to the sound, I think. One little critical comment. I think the really hushed vocals, for some reason, the female vocals work better than the male vocals to me. But maybe that's just my male perspective. And it does add a dimension to have two vocalists and the male-female thing going on. Okay, so I've got one more from the XX, and this is one I'm going to pick up in the middle also. This one's called Nighttime.
Dark. I walk out in stormy weather. Hold my
That's the XX and a track called Nighttime. So that gives you a pretty good idea of what this album sounds like. I think they're an up-and-coming band. You'll be hearing more about them. So that's about it. Thanks again for listening. The good music just keeps coming. We'll have some more next week.